Hello and welcome to the 26th episode of Crosby's Nine Podcast. And today's topic, today's title, the title of today's podcast is Pace Yourself. Pace Yourself. Can you repeat with me, please? Repeat that, please. Pace Yourself. Pace. Okay, so you know those two words, don't you? Pace and yourself. All right, well, let's take a look at the word pace and why are we going to pace ourselves with English? All right, well, I'll tell you why. Because it's frustrating, if not. So, when we talk about pacing ourselves, we talk about keeping a steady pace. Can you repeat, please? I need to keep a steady pace. I need to keep a steady pace. I want to pace myself. Pace. P-A-C-E. So, what do I mean by pacing ourselves when we learn a language like English? Well, think about running, think about progressing, think about advancing, think about taking steps to reach a particular objective. Think about all of these things. You don't want to try to do it too quickly. You don't want to try to do it too quickly. You want to do it at a decent pace, at a steady pace. And that is the expression we use, to do something at a steady pace, which means to do it in increments that are achievable, logical, and attainable, without burning yourself out. And this is where I want to talk about keeping pace, pacing yourselves, keeping a steady pace. When you learn a language, you're going to get frustrated. But keep in mind that's a positive thing. How can getting frustrated be positive? Well, it's just natural to get frustrated. But usually when you get frustrated, it's because you're learning, if you study. Think about a graph, right? A graph that shows progress. Over time, let's take a 12-month period and look at this period over time. In other words, you are progressing over time. So January through December, you are going to have moments where you will feel like you are not learning. You will have moments where you are getting frustrated and have these moments where you are dejected. And actually, you may feel like you're going backwards. I've had this, right? When you feel like not only are you not progressing, you're actually going backwards. Well, that's normal because you're probably absorbing what you're learning and you need to put it into practice. So when we learn a language, we need to pace ourselves. So today's podcast is about pacing ourselves. And again, take that word and really use it. Digest the word. Dissect the word. Put it into practice. Okay, so the key items to remember from this podcast are pacing yourselves and keeping pace, right? Now think about runners. Some of you may run, and let's say we're going to run a marathon. Well, you have to keep pace. The person in front of you might be keeping a different pace than yours. You can't try to keep his or her pace. You have to keep your own pace. Think about, for example, a pace car, another way we use the word pace. Those of you who are automobile racing fans will remember the pace car. The Indianapolis 500 has a pace car. So, what is the purpose of a pace car? A pace car, in this case, is designed to keep the rhythm of the race. And usually, if you're a big automobile fan, if you're a race car fan and you think of the Indianapolis 500, there are really two moments when the pace car participates in the race. Sometimes it's known as the safety car. So you have two moments. Usually it's at the beginning of the race, which in this case, the pace car takes a symbolic lap around the track, right? It's usually a very powerful, supercharged sports car. It's not going to participate in the race, but it's a car produced by one of the major car dealers, I should say, one of the major car manufacturers like Cadillac or Chevrolet or Chrysler. And the car takes one lap and then the race begins. But really the other major purpose of the pace car is when there is a problem on the track. If there is a yellow flag, for example, if there's an accident, the pace car comes out onto the track and is designed to keep the rhythm, in other words, to keep the positions of the cars until the race can begin again. So that's the purpose of a pace car. Okay, so again, we're practicing the word pace. Think about when you're speaking, those of you who have to do some public speaking, and you need to think about your voice. You need to think about the speed of your voice. So basically, pace refers to speed. It refers to rhythm. It refers to how quickly you do something. When I give these podcasts, I'm very aware of my pace. Really, really aware of my pace. Sometimes I speak quickly, sometimes I speak slowly. And I'm doing that for you because I don't want to speak like this because you will never learn because nobody speaks at that pace. I am speaking at a natural pace. Sometimes I speed up, sometimes I slow down. Speed up, slow down. Slow down, speed up. Those are two key phrasal verbs. To speed up is to accelerate, to slow down is to decelerate. Okay, now back to the word pace. Have you ever heard of those mechanisms that sometimes people have put into their chest to help their heart beat? Boom, 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 boom. My heart is increasing its pace. Boom, 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 boom. When I run, my heart increases its pace. Yeah, those things are called pacemakers. A pacemaker. And I don't think that surgeons implant pacemakers as often as they used to. Can you repeat that with me, please? I don't think surgeons implant pacemakers as often as they used to. I don't think surgeons implant pacemakers as often as they used to. Because I think newer technology has replaced, or I should say, not repaced, replaced, thinking of pacemakers, replaced pacemakers. New technology like bypass operations and these special types of operations where they put these springs into your arteries and things like that. But anyway, a pacemaker is this device that helps your heart beat. It sets the pace of your heart. And by the way, beat is a great verb. Your heart beats. Is that a regular verb or an irregular verb? It's an irregular verb, right? Beat, beat, beaten. So a pacemaker is that device that helps your heart beat. It helps establish the pace of your heart. And one last concept here using the word pace. What if you're nervous? Oh my gosh. And you're waiting for your first child to be born. Put yourselves in that circumstance. Put yourselves in that situation. You're at the hospital, right? And let's say you are going to be a father for the first time. I remember this. And my wife was just about to give birth to our first child. And I was nervous. And I was in the waiting room pacing. Actually, I was not in the waiting room. I was actually in with my wife while my son was born. But imagine the typical situation where you're nervous and you're walking back and forth. You're walking around back and forth, back and forth. You're walking around. You are pacing. That is called pacing. So please, listeners, take the word pace, the verb pace, and all the expressions using the word pace and put them into use. If you study English at a steady pace, you'll continue to learn at a steady pace. And if you don't study at all, you won't learn, obviously. But the key idea here is remember, don't get frustrated. If you keep a steady pace, you will progress. You'll have your ups and downs, but in the long run, you'll improve. All right. Thanks for tuning in to this episode, the 26th episode of Crosby's 9 Podcast. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.